Well, hello guys. Now here's the Grinch that stole Christmas. This Grinch, who's actually, of course, a Fremont, destroyed an old lady's Christmas of 83 years of age and other people's Christmases to boot. So let's take a look at her, shall we? Ooh, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. Anyway, this Fremont was a carer for an 83-year-old old lady in Florida. And she wanted her Christmas bonus, which presumably was $500, I guess, she says. But the old lady didn't have the money. So the Fremont grabbed the checkbook out of the old lady's hand and strained her wrist, and wrote a check for about $1,400. And then she went through all the Christmas cards that this old lady was going to send to people that had checks in them, and took those checks as well. Of course, the sheriff's department was called by the old lady, and they investigated. It took about 2 weeks. Once they got all the information they needed, they went to talk with the carer, who apparently was very surprised to see the sheriff's department there. But of course, she's a Fremont. Never do anything wrong. And the sheriff's department had all the information and the evidence they needed to arrest her. So that's what they did. And this sheriff's department has good sense humor, because they actually called her the Grinch. And he actually shamed this Fremont for what she's done. And apparently during the investigation, they found out this Fremont had some financial problems. Well, that's okay then. You can steal from and terrorize an old 83-year-old lady. Anyway, she spent 2 days in jail and then was bailed. But she has to appear in court again, of course. And the sheriff's department also said that older people like this get preyed upon because in their day, they trusted people. Isn't that right, though? It's too bad it's like it is today. There you go, guys. Never, ever trust a Fremont. What do you reckon, guys? Do you think she'll do any time in jail? Will she actually admit what she did? Will she take responsibility for the disgusting thing that she did, destroying the 83-year-old's Christmas and other people in their family? Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now.